All right. You know, from time to time, we deliver setting the bar stories here on the show. Kelly, if you were to describe what one of those is to someone who's never heard them, what would you say?
Well, it's an example of what not to do. The bar is a little life hurdle we're setting really low to the ground. You can jump over that. Have a great day.
Right, for sure. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you always want to do things that make you stand out, right? Put you in a category where you're unforgettable, yeah?
In a good way.
Right. So Megan learned that she's probably going to be put in that category, whether she likes it or not. If you can manage to make it through the day without being the only one at your work who dressed up for Halloween, you're doing okay.
You know what? They just don't have the spirit.
I mean, she found out the hard way at her new job.
Oh, no.
That people don't go as hard for Halloween as she thought.
Listen, what did she dress up as?
All right, so Ali.
That's the next part of this.
Right, Ali G. Now, if you'll recall, Ali G is a character that Sacha Baron Cohen created. And kind of one of those like rappers and very funny character.
But obscure, not necessarily. I mean, it's been around for a while.
Yes, exactly. So imagine dressing up as Ali G on Halloween, arriving for work, then discovering literally no one else is in costume.
Oh, gosh. What does she do for a living?
So this woman, she's from Canada, but she's working at a university there in Scotland, right?
Okay.
So she wore a costume to a serious team meeting, according to her.
Oh,
And then walked in and literally no one else is in costume. And Megan,
and I bet the look on their faces is like, what is happening?
Well, and so Megan's TikTok is kind of going viral. And so here's Megan kind of talking about the mishap, but then fully just giving in and committing to it.
I work at a university, so I was thinking, oh, these are kids. They're all going to, you know, really get involved with Halloween. There's a dress-up costume contest at lunch. I'm the only person dressed up on campus, and I look like this. And I do not have a change of clothes. I fully 100% committed to this look.
All right, so if you don't know what Ali G looks like, so the character wears like sunglasses and has a black Fu Manchu sort of like hair on his face, almost like a goatee Fu Manchu sort of thing.
Thank goodness she didn't pick the neon green like Mankini Borat.
Right, right. Costume. Oh my gosh, that would have been so great.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. Will tweeted out at Ben and Kelly show, but yeah, I was wondering if there was anybody who experienced something similar to this, where where like you show up to work and nope,
she's expecting a costume contest at lunch.
Yes, like she's like, it's a university. We're supposed to have fun.
There's got to be a prize, right? I'm going for the prize.
Yes, exactly. So
we had a prize of a day off. We did that a couple of times.
We have done that a couple of times. Right, right. But you know, it's a new job. It's a new place. You're like, you know what? I'm going to impress everyone.
Yeah. And then they're going to be like, oh, she's on point.
And then she shows up and she's the only one. I mean,
and everyone's looking at her like, what is wrong with you?
You know what? And
are
honestly, you know what? This isn't on her. This is on her work. It's like,
yes,
come on, get with the program.
You know what? Maybe next year she's going to inspire them to do that. They're like, you know what? Because Megan was like a one-woman show last year, we're going to do this. We're going to make it a thing. We'll have a costume contest at lunch just like she wanted.
Yes. And Bethany texted in, and I was thinking the exact same thing. She says, wasn't this an episode of The Office when Pam goes to a new job and she dressed as Charlie Chaplin, but but she couldn't take her hat off or she'd look like Hitler?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, exactly right. She was the only one dressed up at her work, too. So
that's so fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So I don't know if you've got a story that you can piggyback on this, but you can. 502-571-9970. But again, setting the bar. Megan's going to be unforgettable at her work for a while.
Oh, she's going to be talked about for a while.
Yep. If you can manage to make it through the day without being the only one at your work to come dressed up for Halloween, you're doing okay.
I love it.
I love it, right?